book in 20 years.
Really? Which one?
Reggie Watts' book.
Oh, how is that?
It's pretty good.
It's all music notes.
It's just beatbox. It's like... Chapter 3.
That's his audio book.
It has a foreword by James Corden calling him the N-word.
Yeah.
I'd read that.
Instead of foreword, it's called N-word. N-word by James Corden.
N-word. 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 And then, I was given the pass, so I'm using... I'm going to say it at Reggie Watts.
You know what my favorite movie is?
Which one?
N-word Scissorhands.
Oh, that's a really good one, yeah.
Starring N-word Norton.
Yeah. And it's just a guy, it's just those guys with a bunch of mixtapes on in Times Square. Dude, one of those guys, I was hanging out with Sam. Welcome to the show, everybody. What about Rob? I'm here with Jay Simpson.
Woo!
I thought I was booking OJ Simpson. Turns out.
He didn't do it. Turns out he didn't actually.
How often do you get that? Do you get that like all the time?
Most of the time. There's this one kid. He was actually at like Fight Club, but he's been popping up like every place I've been in the city. He's like, "What's up, OJ? Are you sad?"
Oh, no. I was like,
"Well, dude,
that's funny. Are you sad?"
Yeah, like, I don't know him.
Because a guy whose name sort of sounds like yours died.
I've been telling people like, "Well, at least I got the one taken off of my email address."
Yeah, yeah.
He's just following you around and like bringing up that your name is close to OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
That's odd behavior.
I've told this story before, but there was a comic who used to sign up right after me in open mics, like deliberately, and his opening joke was Robbie Goodwin, more like Robbie Badlews. He like worked on that. He would like sign up after me at mics so he could do that joke. Which, by the way, most people, it's one of the first things they say to me. Like, that's my like OJ Simpson thing. But it's funny that he like worked up. But he was obviously one of just a crazy open micer kind of guy.
What happens when he's anywhere else? He just gets
sweaty. Oh, he just upsets. Dude, yeah, he was literally, yeah, he gets sweaty. That's actually probably exactly right.
Robbie's not here. I can't do my best bit.
He's one of those 40-year-old guys who still dresses like he's in middle school. He's just like a very San Jose dirtbag, like XXXL. Like a guy you'd see, he kind of looked like a guy you'd see at Skankfest, sort of, but, like more, but a little
Tunes,
more.
Like a Looney Tunes airbrush t-shirt.
Yeah,
kind of vibe.
Exactly.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The older you get, your shorts should go higher up your leg.
they go longer, dude.
That's what
that
I mean.
Kind of guy.
Some people go longer, and it's like, nah, that's not a good.
Yeah, they go Kevin Smith jorts, which in eighth grade, I was like, I need long shorts. I can't have any of my legs showing, but that looks so much worse.
Yeah, dude, if I'm showing my knee, the girls are going to think that I'm gay.
Yeah, that was a real problem.
Yeah,
showing your knee in high school is a very effeminate thing.
Was it Jankos?
I do have a huge thigh, though, so that
it's good though. It's good for you.
Look, now I'm with you, but I was self conscious about it. I still kind of am. I got big thighs, so I need to always like go up a pant size, just because I have like massive fucking legs.
You got some thunder thighs on you, dude.
Yeah, dude. call me Thor, dude.
I always found the arc from like wanting to be unique to fit in to back to unique as like you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, you're like I want to fit in. And then, like, being weird is cool, and then you want to fit in again, like, in your 40s. You're like, I need to have a house. And then you get a little bit older, and you start to have your midlife crisis, and you're like, well, fuck, who am I?
Time to get a Bugatti and listen to Andrew Tate.
Yeah, exactly. Time to get a mullet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the Weird Al cycle. When you're a kid, you love Weird Al, but then you get to an age where it's not cool to like Weird Al anymore. But then when you're in college, it's like, actually, Weird Al is sick again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You
never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I borrowed that from him. He said, that's the cycle of my fans.
What a piece of shit that guy. To say that. What a fuck that guy.
Yeah, his whole like audience is.
But that's how it was with me. I loved him when I was a kid. And then I was like, this is fucking stupid and for babies. And then I was in college. And I was like, this is stupid and for babies.
Yeah. I miss being
that's
a
all
baby.
I want.
That's fair.
Fuck, I miss it.
Yeah. Scott Hall is here with me, too.
Hello.
I'm Robbie Goodwin. Fuck, I had something to say at the very beginning, but then I changed subject.
You wrote it all down.
No, but when we started running, when the mics turned on.
OJ Simpson.
No, but right before that, like the first thing I said.
Oh, we were talking about something.
Ugh, fuck. It was really good,
dude. No, it's me. I'm drunk at the
It was really good. It was so good. Whatever.
Fuck, dude. You talk. Let me think.
Well, they said this.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember. Tuxedo, but it wasn't that. Whatever. I had to run to Tuxedo. But
I think you're going to look great in the Tux.
I hope so, man. I hope it fits because the wedding is in like 3 days. Oh, yeah. No, it was after that. Fuck, it was so good. But then I was like, I'll remember it. Welcome to What About Rob? And then I instantly fucking forgot it. Jesus Christ.
Well, it'll pop up at an inconvenient time during this conversation, I'm sure.
Anyway, I've been really horny on Twitter lately.
Is that true?
I've been liking so many thirst traps.
What, aren't you embarrassed that someone's going to see you like the thirst trap?
I think about it every time I like it, and it does not keep me from liking it.
Damn. What's the goal, though? Is the goal that they'll see it?
I don't really know. I don't know why I do it. I think it's just because it gives me a dopamine response to see a hot lady. So I press like out of appreciation.
Wow.
It's not like you can whistle at her in person.
So I know, yeah.
Yeah, that's my
hey there, hot
shot. Hey, bitch. Yeah, just comment, hey, yo, ma.
Hey, yo, ma. Hey, yo, ma.
That's what's going to happen when you get like the Google Vision and stuff. You can just start, hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Liking, oh, my God. Women on the street.
Dude, the next generation is so fucked.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? Maybe that's better. It's like, yeah, keep catcalling to virtual reality. Fucking.
Right, it keeps it off of, you know. I'd rather do it online where it can just kind of go into the
maybe board. It'll get rid of pedophiles.
No, come on, man.
If like if you just let pedophiles fuck virtual kids.
I was watching a Destiny debate and someone asked him how that was like an argument they were trying to make. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Oh, I just want to establish some like base like line. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about virtual like AI pedophile like child mm-hmm. pornography?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, I'm not morally against." And I was like, "What are we talking
about? Morally against it?
What the fuck are you talking?"
Yeah, he's always weirdly like
he was like, "I'm not morally against it. I guess you could make the argument that you could save kids, but"
That's funny you say that cuz I listened to him on Ryan Long's podcast recently and he was like, "I just actually think like the age of consent, you know, and it's different in different states." Like he's like very something like that. It caught my ear. Yeah.
Yeah, he's real weird. Well, he's like, he was married and then got divorced, and now he's like a bi guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's just, like in an open relationship now.
I think they divorced. Oh, okay.
He's in an open relationship with a bisexual relationship.
Interesting.
Is he goth by any chance?
I don't know. No, he's just like autistic.
All goth men are inherently bi.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. You see a guy with black nail polish, he's in combat boots, he's probably bi.
I'm a goth. You kind of are like a light world Jake Flores, like a little bit. Like,
okay, I've never met this guy. I've never met this guy, but so many people are like, "I fucking hate that dude," and they're like taking it out on me. It's like, bro,
a lot of people don't like
him. I don't hate him. He's just like kind of a cringe, you know.
What's the tale of Jake Flores? Who's this guy?
He's just like this guy. He's like a Seth Simons kind of guy, but he was like actually a good comic at one point, and he like. He's just like embarrassed. He's just like very. He's like very like got really into like communist leftist ideology stuff. Like, and that's fine if that's your point of. It's fine if that's your politics, but he used it to be like, actually, like Nick Mullen's like a fascist, and like you know all that like.
Yeah, it's gay.
Called Ian Fidance like a psycho. Like he just gets into a lot of fights with comics online. And
well,
stuff.
Ian Fidance is a psycho.
Yeah, that's true. But he's chaotic good.
Yes.
Did he break his brain during the pandemic?
Jake?
Do you think that's what it was?
I don't know.
A lot of people just couldn't handle Trump and they lost their fucking mind.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to like he just thought it was cool to be like a Chapo guy, you know?
And he's like way overdoing it.
It's becoming
Chapo guys aren't calling Nick Mullen people fascists.
No, I know. I don't know what he was doing. There's like, I don't know. I think he was just like bitter and like, but used politics to like.
Yeah.
People, like, that's why Red Bar's right, is he's honest about what he's doing. Like, Jake Flores basically wants to be Red Bar and take down these people, but he's saying, it's for good politics reasons, it's praxis, or, you know. Anyway, we don't have to talk about him.
That is kind of boring. That sucks.
Well, I think
that is boring.
That is boring. That sucks.
I think he tweeted about me, actually, because Dalton's been in his, like, replies a lot. Like, just dunking on him constantly, making fun of him.
Did you say he took a shot, like, a while ago, right? Like, a month ago?
Like a couple weeks ago, like a week or two.
And everyone was just like, shut up.
Well, because he's in LA now and I used to live there. And I don't know if it is about me for real, but he tweeted out like, oh, there's like a guy who used to live here. And everyone said he was like normal. And then he moved to New York and started a fascist chud podcast. And now he's one of my reply guys. It's like, I've never tweeted at him. Dalton's one who tweeted. So I kind of think he's like, he's merging two things together.
Yeah.
To make up.
I'll put an end to this.
Yeah.
Hi guys. I'm political New York comedian Jake Flores. I'm a fucking pedophile and I take it in the ass regularly. I let children fuck me. Yeah. That's how much of a pedophile. That's how much I like
it. I've heard
he
had sex with a Down syndrome girl.
Every day. I fucking love this bitch.
Yeah, nice.
You're a hero, dude.
Yeah, you heard it here first on the book.
Sorry, I'm being rude. I just have a lot of, like, I have a lot of stuff. I'm on Bill Maher's, so I got a lot of stuff on my mind. Jay, I just ran into Jay at Fight Club this weekend. That was a lot of fun, huh?
I love Fight Club.
It's gotten really good again.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I've been hanging out at like the Soho Playhouse, mm-hmm. like, doing shit there. And it's fun to go to like the least homophobic comedic thing in the city to the most homophobic comedic thing in the
city.
Yeah,
like literally where Nanette started. You know that? That's where she like worked it out.
Yeah, they have there are pictures right there. They don't let you forget it. But they're all like sassy gays. Like they just throw slurs at each other, which I love. Oh,
old school New York gays are the greatest. Mwah. John Waters is, the original, the new crop of gays. They're, come on, let's say some slurs.
The old gays hate the new gays.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not a fan.
Mm-mm. They don't agree with their politics.
It's true though.
Yeah, no, my mom has a lot of like offensive older gay friends because I grew up in San Francisco and they don't seem like they're like, they're so fucking woke.
Yeah, dude. Fight Club's good. There's a lot of energy in that room. Yeah. I was talking to him before.
Scott main evented. He was great.
Yeah.
MJ was judging.
I think I voted for you. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, you guys always murder, though. You did great judging. You always murder.
Oh, thanks. I publicly hit on those two girls. On Megan and her name?
I forgot that when she got down, I was like, nice cans, by the way.
Yeah, but she was jumping up. She literally, one of her jokes was just her shaking her tits.
Friend of the show, Megan Bitchell, just shaked her boobs as a punchline. And I was like, she's the funniest comedian I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is some real highbrow shit.
Get that a Netflix special.
I did laugh because I was like, I can't believe she did that. Yeah, but it was pretty cool.
I looked at the floor. My instinct was to like immediately be like, avert your eyes.
I did that too. I was like, I don't want to be caught staring. Like, oh boy, oh, 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 oh. How can you not? They're so big.
Yeah, it is pretty abrasive.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I get it. I just get it. I don't know. I get it. I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just being a piece of shit.
Would you wear gray sweatpants if you were hung?
What do you mean if?
Yeah, yeah. More like when. He's getting implants later this week.
Exactly.
Sorry, I got a little acorn. Yes,
if I was, I would show it off.
Yeah, 100%.
No, probably not. That's crazy behavior, but it's different for women. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know what to do with a woman who's proud of their.
Would you say that?
It's intimidating. Some part of it's intimidating to me.
Here's what I liked about it is I did laugh, and I think it's actually hot to be hot, or it's hard to be hot and funny at the same. Do something hot and funny at the same time.
That was.
And I actually thought it was. And I was like, that's actually. Cool that she was able to do that.
I do musical comedy. I know exactly what it's like to be hot.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, because you're hot when you're playing guitar? That is different. I think musical comedy, like Lonely Island, were like hot guys, kind of, right? When they were doing their thing.
Not at first. It became hot.
They became cool. Yeah.
Dick in the Box.
But that's like a different thing. I mean, like, objectively being hot. Like, not because you're like being.
Who's hot or funny?
Talented.
John Hamm.
John Hamm is hot and funny. Yeah.
Yep.
But I don't think he could do stand-up, though. I think he's just like a really good comedic actor and pretty funny in conversation.
He could probably. Mulaney.
Mulaney's hot and funny.
I guess. Really?
He's a hot piece of like that.
Not my type. Not my type.
Yeah, you guys ever met me?
And then I sucked his dick for drugs. Hi.
You know, like,
I'm John Mulaney.
You doing coke like you do?
You doing coke as you do?
What about John Mullen Laney?
Okay, John Mullen Laney. And he's like, I'm bipolar and I won't make my podcast good anymore.
Okay, I thought Year of the Dragon was the best special of last year.
No, Nick Nolan's great. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah.
When you do an impression, you always have to go for something mean. You just want to, I say this all the time because I just like doing voices and it's just funny to be mean sometimes. Like, even if it's like, I don't actually think that, it's just, you're just trying to think of a funny thing to say.
But also there's something in like, if you can nail an impression while being that guy and being mean about himself, it means that you know enough about this person.
That's
to
true.
Really nail their essence.
Yeah. It's like a roast.
You give a fuck. Like, exactly.
Yeah. That's the thing is I'm such a hater sometimes. So I'm like, this just spouts from being like a nerd who cares a lot about comedy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, exactly. The people that think I hate comedy, it's like, I just love to, it's all I do.
Oh yeah.
I just watch all the extra shit.
Yeah. I watched the YouTube about the worst Joe Rogan debate ever this week. Do you guys see
that? Yeah, of course. Candace Owens one?
No, it was this guy named Frank Dibble.
Yeah, Frank. Is it Flint?
It's Flint Dibble. Sorry. Yeah. So it reminded me because there's an old
fucking idiot,
fucking Weekend Update sketch. That was just Norm bringing on Sandler and Farley. Sandler just dressed as a cowboy for no reason, and Farley's in like a fez, and their names are Frank Dippy and Hank Doodle. And the whole thing is they're just two idiots debating, and they don't say anything. And that's just exactly what happened on Rogan this week. But his name was fucking, what was it, Flint Dibble?
Flint Dibble and Graham Hancock. I was like,
did Sandler write this fucking episode of Joe Rogan?
Wait, is it like the two archaeologist guys?
Yeah.
They've been on tons of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Not together, though, I don't think. Oh, maybe they haven't been on together.
I've seen them debate. They're like, fucking, you don't know shit about bones, dude.
He's like, well, my dad like, would say,
my dad gave me this big suit, and this is my hat. Yeah, it's my favorite hat. Makes me feel good.
That's how deeply unserious Rogan is that guy was apparently the voice of reason, too, in the debate. Like, he was the one who was like, guys, evolution's real.
He was, like, the mainstream guy, and his sleeves, like, came down to here. Yeah. He was like, I can't listen to anybody like this.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they have, like, they chewed the thumbs out.
He literally looked like a cartoon character.
But he had a suit on, and they were his whole sleeves were like this, and he had a crazy hat on.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one told you you had to wear a suit.
Like
dude.
A defense attorney? Appointed by the state.
Yeah, he's like an attorney in Always Sunny. Do you know what I mean? Like, just some, like, retard.
Nobody look.
Yeah, and then Graham Hancock's like, what do you mean? They were underwater.
He does seem like Flint Dibble does seem like a fucking South Park character, doesn't he? Like, yeah. Adventure.
Yeah. Rogan, but oddly enough, those are the only Rogan episodes I watch. I won't watch a comedian Rogan episode.
Yeah, because
them just like,
it's somehow it, like less funny than anything when he has a comedian on. He has like no idea what comedy is or what a joke is or like. He has like Nate Bargatze on. And he's like, so what do you think about like the trans stuff? It's like, why do we just make
with the ha-ha. Make with the fucking ha-ha.
But Rogan can't, like, riff.
You don't want to hear what Jim Gaffigan has to say about vaccines?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that in my body. Moderna. Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Like that?
It used to be a novelty that, like, you would have a comedian on and, like, hear what their real opinion's on, but now everyone's doing it. And it's just like, okay, go back to talking to like, then it's, and then now, but that's also why him talking to like important people is fun to watch because he gets,
yeah.
It's like him talking, do you know the Alaskan Boneyard guy? That's a great episode. That's
I haven't heard that. I'll check that out.
That guy's found like human remains on this like big plot of like, he's found like this big pit of I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop right now.
No, for everybody's sake. That's why I can't quit Rogan. I mean, not that I listen to it at all anymore, but it's like.
A whole episode? No.
Sometimes he does have a banger, you know, but then he has like, dude, he had Tucker Carlson on.
You don't like Tucker Carlson?
That's fun.
Dude, he's fucking psycho. I watched some of those clips. Tucker was like, I don't really listen to music. I don't watch movies. I don't like TV.
He's like,
just like, whoa.
Tucker Carlson.
Sit in a dark room?
Dude, even Patrick Bateman likes music.
Yeah, Rogan's like, hey, have you seen the Ozark? And he's like, I don't have a TV.
I don't have a television.
And it's like, fuck, I don't listen to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you getting your information then for all these? I'm just making them up.
Yeah.
Dude, what is with him? He's so strange.
He's someone like that. You'll hear him sometimes make a good point, and then you'll see him any kind of way trying to be a human.
Right.
It's like really very weird.
Yeah.
He just did kill Tony. I guess it was from that.
Yeah,
scene.
Yeah. I'm here with Tony Hinchcliffe. I don't know if he's gay. Do you know?
Tonight,
we're gonna figure it out. Because I'm gonna put my cock in Tony's ass.
Imagine doing your
one-minute
set. Wonderful.
I'm getting a penis in my ass.
Tucker Carlson, everybody. So Tucker, where are you from?
Did him and David Lucas go at it?
Oh my god, no.
Did David Lucas get him real good?
No, David Lucas was probably like, I love you so much, Tucker. You're the best.
Let me suck your dick.
He went on David Lucas went on Sam Hyde, so it was like, I'm such a big fan, Sam.
That really made me hate Sam Hyde and Nick. Like, I love them both dearly. But that really disappointed me.
David Lucas.
I was like, why would you have David Lucas on?
David Lucas gave
me
the hardest.
There's a few things that made me dislike Sam. he's very funny.
I understand. I think he's a genius. Yeah. I love Nick. He's like a guy that I just enjoy all of his stuff and his stream and everything like that.
Yeah.
But
David Lucas is like an antique salesman, right? Or he just like,
yeah. He has a one of my favorite things is to watch his stream. It's Scuff Realtor.
Mm-hmm.
He does it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but it's a. People just send him in houses because he used to build houses and he just talks shit.
That's really funny.
He goes through Zillow listings and he talks shit about the houses knows what he's talking about.
I saw him do that with Tim Dillon. It was really funny.
Yeah, it's great. Him and Tim were amazing because they both know what they're talking about because Tim's a gay, like sassy.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon's gay?
What?
Yeah. I fuck Tony Hinchcliffe. All the time. Why can't we fuck Tony?
Oh my god! I was like, I fall asleep listening to podcasts sometimes, and I was like in the middle of a nap, and I just like bolted away because my phone was Tim Dillon's scream singing something.
It's a gay noise machine.
Yeah. No, I was just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could be on when I'm trying to sleep.
I've been waking up to Lex Friedman like halfway through a Lex Friedman episode.
You've been waking up. It put you to sleep.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've been putting it on.
How the fuck do you? I'm like, that's the worst wake. What? Yeah, I wake up with a shot of NyQuil too.
Yeah.
I take a Xanax to wake up.
I'm here today with
jiu-jitsu expert. Sorry, I don't mean this to be the whole episode. He's so fucking stupid, man. I listened to his Andrew Callahan interview and he goes, so it says here you made a movie. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. And Andrew's like, yeah, man, it was a great experience. Like, Cleveland, all right, I know how to like do a podcast and I'm gonna have to do all the work right now.
So they're like cameras.
So that's cool.
And that's Lex's one job is pop. Like, what the fuck does he do? He's an AI scientist.
Yeah, he was a scientist.
But what has he done? I don't know. Sorry, I'm fucking pissed off.
I don't know.
Wait, like he works on AI or like I artificially make science?
I don't know. I really just think he just told Joe Rogan he was friends with Elon Musk and like. People who are just friends with Joe Rogan get anyway.
That works.
He did a podcast in a hotel recently, and someone said that he yelled at the receptionist because their printer wasn't working.
I heard that too. Yeah.
Your shit together. We know all this.
Yeah,
nothing gets past us.
No, we are internet addicted.
It's pretty bad.
All right, let's get off comedy. I went to a Yankees game last week.
How is baseball?
Dude, baseball sucks, but baseball games are really fun to go to because no one really gives a fuck.
Yeah, I couldn't like sit and like watch a game, but like going to a game is a different experience.
Well, I've been to a game, yeah. And so a friend of mine, his boss gave him free tickets to a suite because he's like, nice. His friends are all like Passover people, Jews.
Passover.
But it was Passover, so they
Passover
couldn't use
Passover people
is
a good...
Passover people?
Yeah, that's
good. And there's a bunch of Passover... You know what? Jews already sounds like a slur, by the way. Like, the Jews, you know? Yeah. Like, it kind of sounds... I'm not going to say what kind of boss he is.
I thought
I'm not going to say it.
Just enough wasted.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Jews. Shout out Jews.
You guys are on my shit list right now, but you're fine.
For what? Killing Jesus?
Yeah. No, I didn't say any of that.
Yeah.
For whatever reason you feel like it.
Okay, so I work in Gowanus down by like where they clean buses off, where they pretty much wash the graffiti off the Jewish buses. Since like the missiles and everything were launched, those buses have been gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they're militarizing. They're putting cages on them. And
bring the buses. We need more buses.
Time to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Give me one ticket to out of this fucking place.
Mel Brooks is World War III.
Yeah. Oi, vey. You Gaza be kidding me.
Gaza be kidding me.
I've said that before, but it fit in perfectly.
How's the Yankee game?
Dude, so it was fun because it was free tickets and we were in the suite, which it was like, it wasn't like the, I thought it was gonna be like the private suite. It was like the floor suite, but it was like, there's so much free food and booze and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just went fucking nuts. Nice. I like took a bunch of pictures, didn't care about the game. There's like all these old Yankees fans like, what are these fucking kids doing here talking?
Taking pictures. Having fun.
It's supposed to be about the game of baseball.
No respect for the game.
The guys who like keep score on their own.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
It's like, get the fuck out
just
of here.
Just a bunch of like Curb Your Enthusiasm characters. Going like, I knew it. I knew they would be terrible to see.
They go to a place where they have something to complain about.
Yeah. No, but it was fun. I'm exaggerating. But it was funny how we were just so not out of place, but obviously like we were taking a bunch of pictures and drinking a lot and stuff. Like obviously it was like,
you weren't acting like you've been there before.
We did not act like we've been there before at all. I was taking selfies in the bathroom. I was like, look at this nice bathroom.
What a piece of trash.
I was like, there's a framed fucking picture in this bathroom.
You acting like coloreds, dude.
It's pretty cool. It's cool to have a fucking private bathroom when you're not a fucking baseball game.
Did you recognize you were being trash when you were happening?
Oh, I could take a shit in here.
Nobody's going to come in.
The toilet was on the third baseline.
I mean,
I probably don't even have to jiggle this handle.
You know what's funny is I definitely did not recognize I was trash. I just kept being like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, of course.
I was probably like, 12 Bud Light seltzers in, but
yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was a good time though.
The move is to get the plastic cups of beer and then like stack them and just keep them. Ooh. Yeah, so you end up with like 13 at the end.
No, I don't want to know how much I drank. Yeah, yeah. I put away too much. I like have a pretty high tolerance. So.
What am I? My girlfriend counting my drinks?
I know. Jeez, that's no, what's but, nice about being single, fellas. Nobody gives a fuck except for the police.
Yeah, you just know you. That's when you accept your fate, and you lean into it, mm-hmm. and you go, oh, today I had fucking 25 beers at this baseball game.
Oh yeah, for sure.
See, I only drink beer after two.
Ooh, why? Aren't you supposed to go the other way around?
An aristocrat.
That is.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. I had the King of England beer today.
Yes. I don't know. Fucking liquor first, and like two, because like
right.
you can't. There's a reason. I mean, I'm from PA, so like bars close at two.
Sure.
So it's like okay, there's no more liquor to be had. We need a six pack. And then
Boston people are the most on it with that because their bars close at like midnight and 1 a.m. But really? They love to get trashed. So, yeah. Because that's how it is in London. In London, everyone gets hammered at like 6 p.m. and then the pubs all close at like 11:30. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it's time to get here. It's time to get here. I got to catch the trolley and have supper.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Much obliged.
Damn, now I want to drink. I wasn't going to drink tonight, but now I do kind of want to drink.
So it's contagious.
We'll get a White Claw.
Drinking is epic. Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Fuck it. All right.
You grab me one too. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll grab two White Claws. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, beautiful. Dude, you're like the king of voices, man.
Lex is out there. They're probably organizing the basement, but just home. Okay. You know Lex, right?
Yeah. Lex Luthor?
Yeah, I thought you meant 2 p.m. when you said I don't drink beer after 2.
No, I don't drink beer after 2. I only drink beer after 2 a.m. And then even then,
never,
like...
I was never a beer guy, though. We talked about like how much we both drank. It's like, it's inefficient.
Yeah.
It's inefficient, and it makes you bloated, and it's like, who likes beer? Like, I'm on a bus. It sucks.
Lately, you know, I'm trying to fit in, be cool. You know, I don't want to be... But I'm always... I don't think there's been a time I've been on stage recently with like, like a little bit of Jameson.
A little nip. You think fitting in, being cool is beer?
Drinking IPAs and stuff. No. Like, yeah, this one's good, and it smells like ass.
No. Yeah.
It tastes like a tampon, fine. And it smells like ass.
If I'm going to drink a beer, it'll be a gay like beer.
I love sours. Yeah. I fucking love sour.
I had no...
I dated a guest.
Oh,
I love sour.
A fucking, or like, oh, a twisted tea. I fucking love a tea.
Twisted tea is so funny. This tea is fucking twisted,
dude. You remember that guy hit that kid in the face with one of those cans and they went viral?
Dude, they started calling them the assault cans after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why'd he hit a kid in the face?
I think he was like... I probably said the N-word, I think.
There is a white kid in like... They were in like a gas station or something, like cashing out, and the guy said something to him, and I think he said the N-word in like a wigger way, yeah. And the guy was like, "Do it one more time," and the guy like did it, and he was like, "Okay," and he like the best part was he like dropped the can at first, so there's like this tension buildup of him like picking up the can from the floor, and then he just like swung back and hit the kid square the fucking jaw with it. Yeah, people made songs out of it,
dude. Yeah,
it was really good.
It's my shit.
Very, very good.
Yeah,
it was very.
Dude, they remixed the shit out of that assault.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I gotta watch that.
People getting hurt on the internet is pretty good.
Yeah, I was just watching today. You know who Nikola Jokic is?
Yeah,
he's like the best basketball player in the world or whatever, and he's like this big Eastern European white guy. But his brother's gotten a fuck.
All right, yeah,
yeah, I know.
One for you guys.
Score one. Score one for the whites. But his brother's gotten like punched fans in the fucking crowd. So they got arrested today.
That rules.
His brother?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're all like hooligans. That's how it is in Europe. They're like, what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck on. Do you know who my brother is?
They're all dressed like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liberty City. This is. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't break away tracksuits. It's the only thing I'm wearing.
Yeah,
it's like when Conor McGregor got into the fight, and everyone was just like, "Well, that's how it goes."
Oh yeah,
they just punch people in Ireland.
How does Conor keep dodging rape? He's catching rape allegations.
Another one recently,
like a year ago, someone accused him of
because he has money, dude.
She said that he raped her at the
yeah, dipping and dodging, dude.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. It's like I would believe it. Like I'd never be like. That guy?
The guy who goes, I'll take what I fucking want. Like that guy.
The wasted animal is out here raping people. Well, I guess it's the ones you least suspect, you know?
Well, there was no penetration at the there was no penetration on the female because he's Irish.
Right.
The old Irish curse.
Yeah, Irish whiskey dick.
Oh no, they're just small in general.
Oh yeah, okay.
They're just small.
Your Honor, I'm from a shitty country.
It's Irish?
I'm Irish. Donkey!
Close.
It's me, Conor McGregor.
My mom went and she said that she got this calendar. It's an Irish calendar of like all the pubs in Ireland. And then there's like an old man sitting in front of one of the pubs. And she like visited. She like visited these pubs and went there. And the same fucking guy from just like pulled the calendar down. It's the same old man.
Oh, really? Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. They don't quit over there, man.
They don't. Yeah, that's.
They made Conan O'Brien. Ew, dude. What a gross place to be from.
I do love redheaded women, though. So
the redheaded women are so fucking hot.
I do think Irish
especially
women.
When they jump up and
Irish
down.
Women kind of hit the wall, though, right? Don't they like all like. Turn into like ghouls.
Okay,
like the men too. All right.
There's no men in Ireland. They all went to Australia for like job opportunities.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, for every like three women, there's like one guy.
Folks, I'm moving to Ireland.
Tiddly, tiddly, totally.
Oh man, never mind. I couldn't stand hearing that fucking noise every day.
Would you like to take a crack at me, crack?
Oh God, Jesus Christ!
I don't need to fuck.
I don't even think of Colin Tyrell when I'm fucking.
Fucking get out of
it! You fucking retard,
Husey.
You call out a penis?
Yeah. Yeah. You think you're so big? Give me your cocaine.
I had to break up with him. Why? He didn't hit me enough.
That's good. I dated a girl from Ireland, from Dublin.
Really?
Yeah, she's like from Dublin. Her parents are from Cork, and
nice. I loved it.
Oh, really?
I loved it. She was hot, but also like the Irish. There's the Ireland. Yeah, there are a lot of hot chicks, a ton. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, but they don't know they're hot.
No, but they're very hot. But I love an accent. I have a
ooh,
huge.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a sucker for an accent. But it's not
girl
gross.
Brain.
Me?
I've never heard a guy say that. I've only heard women say that.
I have certified girl brain. I'll never argue that.
Ew, dude.
I'm mildly gay, dude. I don't give a fuck. A
certified lover boy. All right.
Whatever, dude. There's something about Irish people have like a sensibility that's like very New York.
Mm.
Like they like talking shit.
Mm.
They love talking shit. They're very honest. Mm. Like there's no bullshit. It's very, very cool.
Humor kind of comes first with the Irish people. Like,
because it sucks.
Yeah, like so a wake, have to.
Right.
Like an Irish wake is more about like standing around like, oh, fuck it. Look what it. Remember this time.
Right.
This,
yeah. This. I love it.
Remembering life. So well,
it's a very guilty culture and they've been through a lot of hardship, which is like the two things that create good comedy all the time.
Yeah. fucking kids. Dude.
Yeah. Right.
For it.
But in a relationship, the games don't exist.
Oh, really? With Irish women?
Dude, yeah, if I'm annoying, or she's like, you're being fucking annoying. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like an angry. It's not like a pent up, I'm going to hold on to this. It's just like, right. Stop doing that.
And
like,
she won't get mad at you for drinking too much because she's Irish.
Yeah.
And probably I'll drink you.
I was a dirty drunk when we were dating. Yeah.
Hilarious.
She soaks her tampons.
She puts them in their ass after those. Very weird.
Why do the Irish drink so much? Like every Irish person awesome. Is like, yeah, I know, like, dude, I know, but it's like, I wonder why that is.
I mean, most cultures drink. Mm.
You can say, but that the Irish are go, they're go known pretty, for yeah, they're known for it.
They have like guilt,
but they're
like
no more
situation.
Than anybody else.
Hmm?
I don't think the Irish drink any more than anybody else.
Mm.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, I think they drink more.
So paddy wagons were a thing. It's only because when they first came here, that's. You know, they were the first ones to be made fun of. So a lot of those stereotypes
were just sad.
Yeah.
It's like, stop making fun of me.
No, of course I drink. I have red hair.
They're just getting bullied like the 1910s version of Shingles. Like, look at this fucking drunk over here, dude. Look at this fucking idiot. This fucking Mickey retard, dude.
And then it was just like, I didn't drink that much. You drink just as much.
Oh, all right, drunky. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, you want to see a drunk? I'll show you a drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100 years later. Yeah. And that's just that. Then it just was. It's like when you're called something in like second grade and you're that for until you graduate high school.
Dude, I know a kid named Stinky Wetzel. Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel bad like now, like in my 30s.
But he got that nickname and he's like
is he actually named Stinky Wetzel?
Stinky Wetzel, like we made this.
Is that his real name?
His name's Justin Wetzel.
Okay.
Shit. Yeah, whatever. His name's Justin Wetzel, but like I found a picture of him on Facebook and I was like, you still look stinky.
Oh,
like,
no.
Still be like,
yeah, dude.
But we used to torture that kid. I feel so bad.
He's got a neck beard, I bet.
No beard. It's all like, it's like a thumb, like a human thumb.
No.
Type of thing. Yeah.
Was he stinky?
Huh?
Was he stinky?
Yeah.
He was just poor, and like I didn't know that. I didn't know that then.
Yeah, we had one of those. Kid. We had a Ronnie.
You know what I mean? I didn't realize that we were all poor.
Yeah, but he was the poorest one.
I was like, ew, dude.
I'll never forgive Dane Cook in seventh grade. He had a bit about how everyone named Robbie smells bad, and it's spelled exactly how I spell my name.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, yeah, that
ooh. Almost 33.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just dropped out of high school when Dane like blew up. So
okay,
but fuck, dude, yeah, that's
how old are you?
36. I just turned 36. Okay,
nice, congrats.
Actually, fucking Danny Fallon called me the last Comedy Fight Club that I did. He goes, Jay's almost 40, and I was like, fuck,
yeah.
Oh, it's rounding that's up. Rough. It's true, but like I've never heard it out loud before.
You know what? Because I just got over turning 30, and I'm like, man, now nothing can hurt me. But then I'm like, wait,
oh no, there's
what about turning 40?
35 that's not gonna be good. Sucks, dude.
Whatever. Thank God I have a kid. You have a kid. Yeah, yeah,
that kind of keeps me.
How old is your kid?
Two. He'll be three in July.
Jeez, all right. Yeah, I should have a kid soon then. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I waited. I mean, I definitely had a couple close calls, but
I'll split one with you if you want.
Okay, dude. Two dads, dude?
Right, but I want an. I'm in the mood for Asian.
Just a platonic male dads. Two platonic male dads.
Yeah, dude, we'll pitch it to Netflix.
Yeah, I have two dads. They're not gay. sure they aren't, Timmy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But yeah, so you just moved here, right?
I moved back in December.
To New York?
Yeah.
But you're from Philly originally, right?
Yeah. I've been doing music comedy in Philly for about 6 years.
Weren't you in a sketch group with Lemaire and Dirty Deeds?
Dirty Deeds, yeah. Yep. Actually, we just became friends again.
Oh, what happened?
We had a little falling out. So when I left...
Was it Brendan Crick's fault?
Him and his tiny shirt.
I don't think you should be friends with Jay anymore.
I've only actually ever met that kid like twice. He moved away, whatever.
He's dead. Rest in peace.
Is he?
No. No, he's not, but he's like dropped off the face of the earth. Anyway, keep going.
That's what LA does to you.
Yeah.
I think I will never be hurt from again.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Fucking. So when I've been working at Punchline Philly for like 7 years.
Nice.
And then... when they heard I was leaving, they was like, we should throw you a roast. And I was like, I don't want that.
Mm.
And they did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it on me. He's like, so make sure you get all your friends to come. I was like, I'm not, first of all, I don't want to do this. And I'm not setting up my own fucking roast.
Oof.
We ended up doing it. Dorian goes up. And Dorian knows probably the most about me. Mm-hmm. Like, and he would just destroy me. He decided to not do that. But I asked all the comics on the lineup first if they thought this was funny. When Dorian goes up, I'm going to go smoke a bogey.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
Dorian goes up. I sneak out around him. I leave him smoking a cigarette. And then he's like, oh, where is he? Hilarious.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun. It's a roast. That's like a bit.
I did it for the bit. But then there's like other things. I left my family to fuck fat open micers. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But now I'm doing the right thing. We talked about this before.
Yeah, you were doing the right thing. But I still like to go back to people getting indignant at a roast. It's like, shut up, stupid.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, my girl got canceled because of roasts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
Philly comedy scene was very cancel happy. Like, they're trigger happy on get uncanceled.
For a while, but like,
grow the fuck up.
We're hard now. We're a lot harder now. I mean, I don't believe.
Yeah, I'm throbbing.
But like, I mean, our DIY.
I remember they used to cancel anyone who did Shane's Compound Media show.
That's disgusting.
Like, that surprises me. Philly but seems that's only like a kind
one
of
person.
They don't seem like that kind of scene.
Yeah, they were like really alty. It was honestly just like this Facebook group that like everyone was. It was like a small scene thing. Yeah.
But after COVID, all those people quit anyway.
Yeah,
all those people.
I think that
during COVID,
good comedy theater like not being the big thing in town.
Oh, dude, it's so funny.
And like that Facebook group no longer. Well, in Boston, it was a similar thing. There was like a lot of like small scene drama because of this fucking Facebook group. And but now it's like just like a place where people post. Well, once the scene got bigger. Then it was. Oh, I just got back from Boston. I should talk about that a little bit. It was great.
You went to Boston?
Yeah,
was it? Dude, it was cool, man. I got to.
Did you meet Peter?
I met Peter. He's in Rhode Island, but he came up to meet me in Preston.
Mr. Griffin.
Wow, there you go.
Dude, let's do a wife swap.
Okay. Oh, God, it's Marge. She's not as hot as Lois.
I already have one drunk retard at home. I don't need another one.
Oh, God, she's saying words that she doesn't usually say.
What's on your shirt? Oh, is that my special little guy?
Oh, wow, that sounds just like her.
Let me pull out my cans.
Yeah, no. Oh,
how do you like them, Peter?
Oh, you mean boobs. Okay, I'll take a look at those.
Go ahead. Let them smother you. I didn't shave. It's a full blue bush.
Does the carpet match the fucking tree on your head?
It does. And more. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh.
Oh, God.
It's bland.
Not even I. Not, I wasn't turned on at the top, and now I feel like I'm molesting someone.
Oh, I'm getting a little dizzy from these drinks.
I think I'm being raped. And scene.
Hell yeah, dude. I've been dying to do that all day.
I gotta go jerk off.
Yeah, someone will. I mean, people must jerk off a lot to Family Guy because there is Family Guy fucking porn ads.
According to the side of my porn.
It's like there's just, a lot of people must be fucking clicking this.
Shout out Rule 42. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it's like this must be very mainstream if they're taking out so many ads on every single fucking porn video for like Family Guy porn.
I think it's aliens, like the alien dick.
I think there's just so many autistic people out there, honestly. I think
it's a celebrity thing. To them, they're celebrities.
Right.
So it's like you want to jerk off to a celebrity, but if you like cartoons, if that's like your shtick, you have the same association where you're like, I want to see this thing sexual.
I think I did beat off to cartoons in sixth grade.
Hentai is sexy.
I've done it before.
Like, I know I've jerked off to Family Guy stuff as a kid, like when it was like, yeah,
I never did
younger,
Family
Guy
or Simpsons, but I think I did hentai, yeah.
Yeah, hentai is
or like it's comics. Exotic. There was like comics style.
I don't like not knowing I couldn't jerk off to a strange cartoon. That's weird to me.
Yeah,
Rick and Morty porn. Like, who's getting off?
I would jerk off to that. I would jerk off to Rick and Morty porn before I jerk off to Asian girl.
Sometimes it feels like the writers are jerking off to Summer because they like put her in like weird, hot, sexy outfit.
That's like everyone the whole Nickelodeon thing of like.
Well, everyone who works on a cartoon wants to fuck the cartoons. Like Futurama got weird like that too, where they just kept putting their characters in like sexy outfits. Yeah.
I mean, because you can't fuck your interns anymore. Thank you very much, Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, let Dan Schneider fuck some kids so I can watch
in peace. Yeah, without an erection.
Without an erection. I'm trying to laugh, not trying to get hard. Although, Lois is hot. I will say, I think Lois is hot.
That is that is...
But if you could draw good, you wouldn't draw a nice, like a hot chick. I feel like that's an evolution of someone who sits in their room drawing things all day.
Yeah.
I could only draw boobies.
No, I used to like...
I can't get it right.
There is some like sexual frustration element to a lot of like I knew this artist girl when I was in sixth grade who I like would talk with, and she was a really good artist, but she'd always like draw these like big buff sweaty guys. Like, dude, you want your drawings to fuck you.
I'm trying to
create the perfect man,
and what's like, coming out of her brain.
Yeah, and you look at like the Ren and Stimpy guy, who I guess is like a sex pervert, but still like there's a lot of like sexual frustration
he was grooming young artists.
Yeah, no, he was an actual pervert. Yeah, but I think that's a lot of them though. But just like not as evil or devious or obvious about it, you know.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy was very on its face, like fucking creepy.
But like the subtext of it, like it was the things that were in your face in a children's cartoon. It's, you know, because they switched it to like the adult Ren and Stimpy and it didn't work.
Oh, that
work.
Was awful.
It didn't work because it was, no, it's funny.
He
because
needed
he's getting
Nickelodeon to like step in and temper him.
Yeah.
Because him on his own, everything he made without Nickelodeon was like
just porn.
Basically but like the disgusting wood. Evil weird porn.
Yeah. He's just sawing like the wood with
Yeah.
I mean, okay, all right, never mind.
He did one that was like about like it was like the it was just like about these like two teenagers like coming in their pants or something. It was just like, it was just so weird. It was so weird. That's the one that I was like, all right, arrest him. It was like, this is so disgusting.
There's a class, my favorite classic one is they go to like the haunted house. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the haunted house one, but it's a ghost trying to scare Ren and Stimpy the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, all these physical gags that you know, the ghost keeps fucking up. It's like Mr. Magooing. But then they tell the ghost to just drink poison.
Mm-hmm.
So the ghost drinks the poison and then comes back as like a big black guy.
That's pretty funny.
And then he leaves in a Cadillac. He's like, thanks, guys. He's just a butt naked big black guy.
Okay, that's really funny. Yeah. That's good. Ren and Stimpy was really good, but Jake Flores got in a fight with fucking the guy who voiced Stimpy.
What? About what?
He's like, because the guy who voiced Stimpy shared an article about squatters. And Jake was like, this is a fascist right-wing propaganda.
Yeah, I do not agree with anything that Cat, the red cat, says with the big butt and the big red nose.
Why do you care what Billy West thinks about squatters? Like,
people were really mad at squatters like a month ago.
Well, Jake was a squatter. We don't have to keep talking about it. But, no, it's
I was Boston. I squat on dick.
There we go.
Oh God!
I hope I never meet this guy.
I knew him. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, he's just a mentally ill person. But you know, that's the internet for you. You just like get to keep in touch with these crazy people. Yeah. What was I saying?
Boston.
Yeah, dude. I got to go. I walked on the floor of TD Garden. Pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty damn cool. Yeah, I saw a Celtics game, and after the game, you can just walk down there.
I'll tell you what, man. I've only been to one basketball game and sat on the floor, but I didn't really understand how big those dudes were.
They're huge. And they're watching, hot pieces of ass.
They are hot. Big, huge, swinging cocks.
Dude, I saw Jason Tatum. I was like, God damn, I'm going to fuck me in my ass, dude. Oh my God, he's so hot.
My face, dude.
He is they're beautiful. Huge, I literally, no ditty, but I'm in romantic love with Jason Tatum. I want him to fuck me. He's so beautiful.
I didn't realize that Jason
Tatum.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. Boy, I'm playing for the Boston Celtics now. Hand me that basketball. It's me, the Traveler.
This one.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pump fake left.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to dunk it. My nuts are going to rub on the top of your forehead.
What are some more Jason Statham movies?
The Beekeeper.
Crank.
Has he been in any good movies?
The Mechanic, The Beekeeper, Crank.
Does he just see like...
I Spy.
Hobbs and Shaw. He'll get an Italian job. Oh, I have the catalog in my...
Wait, yeah. What's the one where...
He'll get a script and it's just the name of a job. And he's like, yeah, that's it.
That's it. The something.
Yeah.
The electrician. Oh, yeah. The serviceman. That sounds good.
Yeah, but that's like a trope.
The garbage man.
The accountant.
The temp.
Yeah. Say, hey, we're going to have to let you go.
Jason, we want to cast you in this movie called The Assassin.
No way. Not doing it. Change it to The Electrician and I'll do it. I'll do it. The Hollywood executive assistant. I'll do it.
Yeah. The mercenary doesn't really sound like something I'm really do. Sound
good. Yeah, no, yeah, I don't, exactly. Don't want to be the hitman. I want to be the project coordinator. Assistant principal. Yeah, I mean,
the marketing intern.
That'll teach you to mess with the copywriter. Yeah, the publisher.
How's the publisher?
How's that for a tagline?
It falls apart in the third act.
Yeah, I'm the only British guy who doesn't know how to read.
He's the publisher.
Fuck.
I believe I'm done installing your lights. That's me. Cable guy too.
Star Jason Statham. That's and Matthew Broderick.
I'll be honest, I didn't know that. It seems more like a dark satire. I was hoping for maybe a cable guy who kills people for money.
Yeah, exactly.
We did the medieval times. This seems to be mostly a meditation on the TV era.
That movie was better than people acted.
It's really good. I rewatched it recently.
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The Silence of the Lambs. So would I be playing the silence? Or am I the lamb? Bah.
I'd rather be the lamb.
Bah.
Yeah.
Bah. That'll teach you to mess with the English patient.
They call me Bah Bah Black Sheep.
I am the Muffin Man. I got one question for you. Have you any wool?
He uses a silencer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
the silencer of the lamb. I love it.
Yeah.
Did you read the title?
Kind of. I kind of read the title.
I mostly did sit-ups.
I mostly did sit-ups. Shaved my head.
Did you know I was a diver?
Yeah.
Jason Statham is the itsy bitsy spider.
So I'm up the water spout, right? A little bit of rain gonna wash me down, but I'm gonna get right back up. Hey, Lois. Hey, Stewie. It's me, the Family Guy.
That rules, dude.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I love Jason Statham. That's so funny.
It's crazy that you could just be like in shape. Like you build. That's why all this entertainment stuff's insane. Is like you just build a brand and then you can do whatever you want with that brand.
Yeah.
Like Jason Statham
yeah.
is just an in shape guy with an accent. And then everyone just got behind it, and he just does the exact same thing in different.
Yeah. I know that's, like, not that's who that guy is.
It's just wild.
But that's like a guy whose like movie persona became like his real life persona. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. He like kind of leaned into like that kind of guy. Yeah, although I guess he was always kind of like the, like he was always kind of the same guy in movies though. He was in Lock, Stock.
I wish Vin Diesel would have done that. He's like very cringe offline.
Is he?
Like not in movies. He's fucking not Spanish retarded, at all, dude. Bro.
He's like Welsh.
He's Welsh?
He's fucking Welsh, bro. Oh my God,
that's hilarious.
But he's like a, let's all zoom like with the cast and being like, yo, we're all hanging out, like giving heartfelt, all, like, he's real retarded.
Yeah.
Very retarded.
Yeah, he definitely seems like a dumb fucking, dumb jock. Like very much a product of the early aughts. He somehow is stuck around.
He was the voice of the Iron Giant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck wow. The Iron Giant thing.
I mean, most action stars. You know,
that was good.
That's pretty good.
Most action stars are pretty stupid, right? Like,
who's a
smart action?
It's like when you find out Little John is smart. You're like, God damn it. That's like when you find out an action star.
T-Pain has a great voice, like without the autotune.
Oh my God, fantastic!
Isn't that crazy?
T-Pain is one of my favorite artists. Actually.
Really?
Yeah,
he's great.
He streams video games and stuff. He's like a cool guy.
He does.
He kind of was anti-mumble rap. I haven't heard it. Oh, that's funny. didn't call that from T-Pain.
What's with all this mumble rap? It's not real rap. I can't understand what you're saying.
You shouldn't have to rely on a computer.
Yeah, dude, if it weren't for Cher, there would be no T-Pain.
Oh, really? Why?
The first song to ever use the Melodyne technology was...
Hi, my name is Melodyne Technology.
You heard, my name is Brother Melody.
My name is Melody. I thought of exactly what I was going to say at the beginning of the show. I have a story.
I told you.
Once I remembered making fun of black people.
Yes.
I know. I'm like, there it is.
Good.
Yeah. So me and Sam, online boy, we were, we had a nice little gay day. We were like walking around shopping around the NBA. We were going to the NBA store and there were these two black guys selling their mixtapes, right? As they do.
Yeah.
But one of them had a MAGA hat on. Like, literally, it said, Make America Great Again. And then they're like, yo. So here's the mixtape. They're like trying to make small talk. Like, oh, man, you're a Sixers fan? Oh, cool. No way, man. Oh, Warriors, you don't got it this year. Okay. And then they were like, so scan the QR code for donations. And then Sam was like, for what? What's the donation for? He's like, to combat racism. It's like, who is this guy's target audience who loves Trump and wants to combat racism? Like,
it's everybody.
Imagine you asking about the hat and he's like, let's leave politics out of this.
Let's leave that, yeah.
I'm like, let's not bring
this. Who is donating to this? I'm like, who is he getting? Who is he like, who?
Oh, dude. Who are it's like
black people don't care what their hat says as long as it matches their shoes. Yeah.
But black people aren't gonna get there. They know, like, I'm not giving fucking money to that guy.
No, because he can't read the hat. And he had red shoes.
It's for the guiltiest liberals who not even the hat, not even the Trump hat's a deal breaker.
Oh, I thought it was a magic hat.
Yeah,
Trump has come full circle to like MAGA hat being almost acceptable as like a counterculture thing.
I just don't think
it's like Johnny Rotten.
I'm wearing it ironically.
Do you remember when they got mad at Johnny Rotten? They were like, why the fuck are you wearing this MAGA stuff? And he's like, why would I'm a punk idiot. Like, why would I wear Biden stuff? Like,
but yeah, but if you're trying to get like donations out of guilty liberal white people, which is who they're going for.
Yeah.
Don't wear a fucking MAGA hat. Like, it just seems like it's a very avoidable thing.
I don't think they think that they're. I don't think they know that their demographic is sad people that pity them.
Literally,
they think you like their music. You're gonna really this
is
one
the music
track.
I think they're taking. I didn't listen to it. It was literally like they're. That's why they said like donations. They're like, here, take a mixtape for free. That's what they always do. But you know, you should give me some money for that. Actually, you know.
So yeah, thanks. I don't have a CD player anymore.
And it's mostly just for the people who usually like fall for that is like tourists, suburban. White people who just feel really, who can't say no to a black person or just feel really, really bad about
it. Ooh, it is hard.
So it's one of the hardest things to do until you live in a city and you're like, fuck you, homeless person. But it's like that person is going to, that MAGA hat is going to make them feel better about, they'll be like, oh, well, he's going to vote for Trump, so I don't need to give him any money. You know what I mean?
Looks like you have plenty of money.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, well, I don't want that money to go into Donald Trump. So
I don't know. When Trump was in office, I had the most money I've ever had as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know.
The economy was great.
All I know is if I saw.
I had to look at like what's best for me and my family.
If I saw one of those guys with a hat, he has way bigger, more of a chance of getting that. that money from me than
can I buy you a bus ticket home? But you're a very rare, like, that's like a you have like a dime square point of view, which is very, very niche and rare, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, most people who like Trump are just like, I don't give money to fucking rappers, you know?
Yeah.
And then
I would like the oddity of it. Yeah, that's more.
Yeah, you're more like it's, you're like,
I just appreciate the irony of it.
Yeah, the irony. Yeah, I think there's like a, yeah, there's like an, you understand this diversion of it. And that's what's funny.
Yeah, funny. You got a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, what is happening?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Hello? Whoops, sorry. Yeah, I'm always moving this around. I'm very fidgety.
No, I fidget it too. This makes me worry about the mics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the Warriors out of the playoffs. So my long, strange trip has come to an end this year. That was a bummer.
What's that? What's Steph Curry going to do? He's still in the Warriors?
Yeah. He's like the biggest star in the NBA. He's not even in the playoffs.
Do they have a big three?
Yeah, it's still the big three, but everyone's like, nobody cares about this, but everyone was like, everyone's kind of sad. I'm sad. I'm bummed because it feels like my childhood's coming to an end. Because like,
they're going
to
start splitting up, right?
Yeah, that's, they might split up this time. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is like, not my childhood, but
the Golden State Warriors are breaking up.
I know, dude.
No.
It makes me so sad.
This is like that thing you do all over again.
I was like legit bummed all week. Like I was like sad, but then I just have to be like, I'd like snap out and be like, all of these people are hundreds of millions of dollars. But yeah. I think it's just because I like the there's like so much emotion and nostalgia attached to that kind of thing, you know.
Because they're your little fantasy boys. It's like when the Avengers die
at
the
end of Thanos. No, it's similar.
We use it as an escapism. But it's like they're real people who
are going to watch four fucking Ant-Man movies.
Couldn't give a fuck about your little.
I know. Oh, dude. Yeah. If Draymond met me, he'd spit in my face.
Hopefully.
So I could beat off to it.
Yeah, and I had my mouth open.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't there like an emo basketball player for a minute?
Oh, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he's on the Heat. That's funny. Yeah, he was in the Fall Out Boy video and stuff.
That rules. Not Fall Out Boy anymore, but.
Oh, because he pulled that hair thing. Right?
Yeah, well, so on Media Day, he made his hair look super emo. And on Media Day, they have to use that picture every single time. like you are flash on screen or whatever. So every single time he's a very big player, like a big star. Yeah. So every time he comes up on screen during any game, it's that fucking emo hair. He's really cool.
Didn't he do another hair thing the year before though?
Yeah, he always does something crazy. Yeah, but the emo one was the funniest.
That
one.
Bit rules.
Yeah. Last year to like motivate the team, they got in the finals last year, and to motivate the team, Jimmy took them all to an escape room.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He does like side quests. He's just like a very quirky guy.
I like that.
Yeah,
rules. You don't see many black people doing side quests.
I like that they're finding themselves.
Yeah, he's like an anime black guy.
Yeah.
No, but it's okay to be a human.
What do you think about this Drake, Kanye, J. Cole, Kendrick beef, rap, Civil War, speaking of which? You see all that?
I don't know enough about it. Derek kind of explained it to me.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Derek was very, very pro-Drake on this.
Well, he thinks that they just can't hold up. You can't really say shit to Drake about album, the amount of music he's produced, the level of music he's produced.
Yeah.
But also, like, most people think that Kendrick is a better fucking rapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Drake's, like, it's food and Kendrick's fucking... Yeah. You know.
I mean, Drake has sold more albums than the Beatles, which is a crazy thing to, like, think about.
But it reminds me of that Mr. Show sketch that's like, more money equals better than. If you have more money, that means you're better. Have you ever seen that sketch?
Yeah.
That's what it's like. I hate that argument of just because something's big means it's bet. Like Taylor Swift, honestly, that's like Full Shoes have sold a lot of records. She made a lot of women happy. It's like, that doesn't mean it's the best, though. You know what I mean?
But just like for retards.
it's not for...
Well, Drake is good. It's good for a big product, but it's like, you know, it's like...
I mean the people making the argument. It was like, I was around the corner getting a cigar the other day, and there was this guy like in there. I guess he worked in like the smoke shop.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Jake Paul. It was Clayton Smith, and you were talking about Jake Paul Tyson. And like he heard me just be like, I don't know, Tyson's like an old guy. Mm-hmm. And like he's fighting a young guy. He's probably not going to be good. I don't know why he's doing that. And this guy just turns around and a retard. What are you talking about, Mike Tyson? He's Mike Tyson. What do you mean? You ain't never seen him? You seen his training video? And I was like, shut up, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, it was your retard brain. That's how people are with Drake.
I feel the exact same way.
What do you mean it's Drake? It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah. It's like, it's funny that people like that who just root for the biggest, like the winner, you know, like... It's like the same people who like idolize LeBron.
Yeah.
It's the same thing to me. It's like, is this interesting to you at all to root for this guy who's just dominated for 20 years?
They're both fine.
Same with Drake. It's like this is very honestly, LeBron and Drake are kind of the same guy. It's like they're both unintentionally hilarious because they both like try to be hard, but they're both dorks, and they're both like very, very political and manufactured.
Yeah, I just don't stop on it.
Yeah, it's like my pretty thing. What are? It's like, dude, you're Canadian, bro. Like, what
the fuck? I'm not. Aren't you in a wheelchair?
It's funny because weirdly they're like.
Don't you wear bonnets?
Yeah,
I used
Drake. Weren't you in a wheelchair?
I used to.
Oh yeah.
I used to be in a wheelchair.
I used to be Canadian. The only time I went to a Raptors game was when they were in the finals, and now I don't really talk about them anymore.
Yeah, don't you tap NBA players on the shoulder while they're getting talked to by their coach? Don't you?
Oh, dude.
Don't you interrupt people in the middle?
He showed up to one in uniform. Yourself, he just showed up to like a team meeting in the uniform.
I tapped him.
I want to talk to you.
That's crazy.
I want to talk to you, LeBron James.
All right, team, timeout. I was like, bro.
I'm just like an NBA player. I'm just as good as them. If they sub me in, I could dunk for you, girl.
I could dunk for you. Let me I could dunk for you.
I could play point guard. I could play forward. I could play center. I could play no games for you, girl.
I'm a dunk on you. I'm a dunk for you.
I'm a dunk for you.
Imagine that. He must have seen them fuck. He must have like been in an orgy with one of them to be that comfortable to like walk into like the huddles and like stuff. Like that's delusional behavior.
I think he just assumes every black person idolizes him and therefore he can do anything nuts. To any black
guy. He is their light skin.
I'm just trying to think
king,
of like people walking into a green room.
Drake
don't
is just as black as I am.
But it's what if. Yeah, walking in a green room, like if it's like.
There are people that do that too that don't. It's like, what are you doing? Get
but,
out of here.
But imagine if it was like Louis C.K. just walking into the green room.
Is he Louis though? That's one of the arguments though. Is he Louis? Or he like who would do that when
I
you're
think
like.
He is.
It's like, yeah, you're allowed to, but like, don't do that.
I think black people love Drake. I think he's huge in the. Like
more than Kendrick, it seems like.
More than Lenny Kravitz, for sure.
But and also a lot of basketball players. Yeah,
I was gonna
same
help
amount
back,
of
I'm
black,
saying.
Same amount of black well, to Jew, well, same black to Jew ratio.
There are two types of blacks: the thinking ones and the dancing ones. And
the thinking ones like Kendrick, and the dancing ones like Drake.
You got black people, and then you got Jewish black people. Every time the Jewish black people try to make money, the real black people shooting up the screen.
I know. I used to say it in my sets. Yeah, the N-word.
Yeah, I used to.
Wow.
But then I got fucked up on Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, that's a terrible day to say it.
Yeah.
You take one of the days off.
Yeah, right. I was buying Coke and I just was recounting the story. I just started too, and I was like, "Yeah, man, I just came from this like open mic. I did really great." And I was like, "Oh, tell
why
me
were
what.
You talking like one of the Beatles?"
I just came from an open mic. I did really great. I got some Coke.
We got some Coke.
Did a joke with the word
"I
nigga,
want to be." I want to be touring in Gabriel Iglesias' garden. I want to hold your hand.
Yeah. It's all up here.
You got on Kill Tony.
You think the Beatles were racist?
Yeah.
I think everyone in the 60s
period
were
was.
Did
you ever hear that song? Black man running in the dead of night.
Oh, that was originally.
No, you
was
know
originally.
What? They actually were very... Blackbird is actually an anti-racist song. It's about the Little Rock arc, the Little Rock 8.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, so that actually is actually an anti-racist. Actually they weren't racist, but John Lennon would do a lot of like Cumtown style like parody songs weirdly. Like he would
throw the N-word in them, yeah.
Yeah, like he would like sing the N-word like it's
that's
like
he had
it's a parody.
He had a cover.
Yeah, he's like, how can I be racist? I'm fucking one of these gooks.
I have an ugly Asian girlfriend. Yeah.
Shut up, you dumb bitch, and get me an egg roll.
And she was like,
she was like, number two special.
She's always saying that.
Okay, well, you let me sing on next album.
Let me sing right now on album. Let me break up your band.
I break up your band.
Oh, I'm in band now.
No, Yoko, you can't be on the song.
No, I'm in band now.
I interrupt while you play with Chuck Berry. I interrupt. Have you seen that video?
The Chuck Berry one?
No, yes. I haven't.
So funny.
It's amazing. They're all playing and it's like going really well. And then Yoko like...
He's like, cut her mic.
Yeah, really? Yoko just goes, starts like, comes up with her tambourine and starts going... La, 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 like in the back. God. Literally, like exactly like that. And Chuck Berry's like, what the fuck is happening?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
It's live on TV or something, so they can't do anything about it. Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't mind if I use the N-word a bunch.
John taught me this word. And it's like the N-word.
So you said the N-word on Martin Luther King Day?
Okay, so I'm half black and half Irish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's like a... I was doing this joke about like...
Sorry for all the racism I was doing.
Oh, no. Against the Irish? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I nailed both of your fucking cultures.
Yeah, I just have big lips and a small dick. I used to like was doing this bit about like the slurs that I got called in high school. Mm-hmm. Like the two races together. It's mm-hmm. super creative. Like a McNigget, Leprechaun.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, so like I was repeating that.
Leprechaun's great.
Yeah, I told it to a guy we were buying drugs from later that night.
Oh, shit.
Like, the host of the mic was very fucking gracious to me. He's an old black guy, Keith from up the block, runs a great room in Philly. he's like, hey, man, make sure like you
preface. His name is Keith from up the block. Yeah.
That's Keith actually Keith from up the block.
Is that it, really it, 100%,
his name? Yeah, Keith from up the block.
That's his name?
Yeah.
I love black comedy, dude. I know,
dude. You'll never. Wait, do you guys, speaking of black comedy, do you guys know Mailbox?
No, what's that?
You never heard of Mailbox the Comedian?
No.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Mailbox the Comedian.
Oh, shuck it, duck it, quack, quack. Dude,
he used to kill black rooms so hard, they'd take off their wigs and just whip them around.
Wow. Damn.
You don't know Mailbox, dude.
Oh, man.
You think those names are stupid, but then you see Cedric the Entertainer that no one even thinks about is weird.
No, yeah.
And also J.B. Smooth.
Yeah.
Nobody brings up the J.B. Yeah. Smooth.
I'll tell you what's funny. I'll tell you what's not smooth. His speech pattern.
Yeah. You gotta give him that F, Larry.
Yeah. He is smooth.
But they call the nose.
Yeah.
You didn't get in trouble? You got in trouble with the mic?
No. He was like, just make sure people know that you're half black. Yeah,
I'm gonna say everywhere. I would never know you're half black.
I know. Yeah, people think I'm some kind of like gross Persian, you know what I mean? Yeah, some kind of brown. But
yeah.
No, I'm regular black.
That's cool.
You know,
that is much your dad black? Your mom was black?
No, my mom is okay. White. My mom.
Oh, your mom was white. Yeah, your dad was black. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Actually, my mom just like went through all these fucking. I'll show you guys after. There's a picture of like my mom and my dad like together when she's pregnant with me. I sent it to
you guys are at, like Dallas barbecue.
I sent it to a group chat of black comics, and he was like, "That's a smile of a nigga who cheat."
Wow.
And he did. Yeah. I don't know my dad. He's like a professional wrestler.
Oh wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Your dad's R-Truth?
Yeah, dad is he fought the Rock. I don't know. He fought the Rock once.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yo, that's pretty fucking cool. Because
we're from like Allentown, PA. Like
that's I know Allentown.
Rock, yeah, that's where the Rock is from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I have a friend from Frackville.
Guess what they do there?
What?
Fucking
Frackville. Yeah.
Frack my brain.
I'm going there for a wedding next month, actually.
To Frackville?
Frackville. It's the most depressing place I've ever been to. Good thing
you rented
life.
A tux, dude.
No, it's not that. Thank God. Oh, no. Are you kidding?
You got to wear a hard hat to that
wedding? That would be funny to wear a tux at the fucking white trash Pennsylvania wedding.
It's probably just overalls only. This is an overall event.
I will say, I went to the bar in Frackville, and there was surprisingly a bunch of hot women, like hot girls there, and like the yinglings were like a dollar. I was like, maybe, you know, fuck it. I see why people don't leave.
You ever did like a road gig, and then like there'll be like hot women in the crowd in the small audience, and they start talking, then you realize like if you fuck one of them, like everyone's guy, gonna they're all gonna be mad about it. Like yeah.
Well, it's also it's like in small towns, everyone knows everyone's business.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So it's like very weird when you
fucked an addict. You fucked an addict.
That's why
you ain't no good no more. Get out of here, Sharon.
You tainted the village.
Yeah.
That's the twist. It's in present
that's
day.
That's why your mom had to move to Allentown. So wait, yeah, sorry, what was going on with that? So he fought the Rock in Allentown?
Yeah, it was like Sportsfest 97. It was like one of like the only times like we actually like met. He was like, come see me at Sportsfest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rock was like commentating.
Oh wow.
And my dad was like fighting a bunch of bums. He was like a jobber.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he started talking shit to the Rock, and the Rock came in and you know, it's like, never meet your heroes because they'll fucking put your dad through a table.
it was a real fight?
No, it was like,
Okay,
you know,
it doesn't matter if you're black.
Yeah. I don't care if your kids are sitting here. I'm like, Daddy, no. Uh-huh.
He stops. Yeah. Wait, he's half black? What is it?
Not Samoan or some kind of Arab. You're mixed too, right?
Yeah,
you're
half Afghan.
Fuck.
Afghanistan.
Man, what do you look mixed too.
I'm something. I'm adopted.
Oh, shit. So you don't even know.
I've heard him be like German and like all white, but I don't know how that's.
You come off very Latino.
That's what everybody
says. Yeah,
I've gotten Latino, Greek, Arab. Depends on how linked.
Nobody wants Greek.
Yeah, nobody like this neighborhood is not too bad to get Greek. Stav's helping it out.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And John Stamos.
Yeah, so that's like the only. Those are the only two nameable Greeks.
That's why not Plato.
Socrates.
Marcus Aurelius. Ariana Huffington. Is she? No, she's Armenian. I think. I don't know.
She got big titties though.
Greek food sucks.
I like Greek food. It's just expensive.
It's too wet.
That's like a Greek wet food.
Yeah, because the guy cooking it just got out of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, he's sweating. Yeah.
I like shawarma.
Scuba?
You ordered for scuba? Yeah. Mm.
It is funny Greek people are white. They do not seem that white.
They're too hairy to be full
I know.
White.
They seem like Middle Eastern for sure. But it's because they believe in Greek gods instead of Allah.
Yeah, they were right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yeah. I think that's about an hour, right?
Probably over an hour, I should say.
Oh. All right. An hour 9. Perfect. All right. Cool, guys. You want to wrap it up? Do you have anything to plug?
When does it come out?
Probably in like a week or two.
Yeah, okay. Week. Cool. Come to Williamsburg Comedy Club. Williamsburg Comedy Club. Catch me with the Durag and the Deer Tag Boys. We're doing a little show there. 8.
Nice.
Should be a fun time.
Cool. If this is out, when is it going to be out? Maybe Monday?
Maybe next week.
Yeah, have it done. Okay, cool. Great, because I will be judging Roast Battle at the Comedy Store tomorrow, Tuesday night. Please come to that. That's a big fun gig. And then I'm also doing a show in Boyle Heights on Wednesday in LA. And then I have a bunch of dates in San Francisco that we've done the following weekend, including the San Jose Improv on Sunday, and then some random ass bar shows. So come out to all of those, please.
Amazing.
Follow me on Instagram to keep up with it. I just forget off the top of my head. I know one's in one of them is Critical Hit in Oakland, and then there's some other random ones. So yeah,
nice. Go to growth34.com and then follow me on Instagram. I think in May I'm in Ohio, Wyoming, and Minnesota at some point. But yeah, growth34.com. Scott Hall stand up.
Cool. I'm Jake Flores.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys.